Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, August 16th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell. And here are your headlines. Financial crime consultant Kenneth Rijok worries Dominica may be at risk of being deemed a tax haven. Employee questioned in connection with death threat against GM of state-owned media entity. And Brexit. United Kingdom position paper opposes Irish border posts. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back in news this morning, Wednesday, August 16, 2017. Many calls have been made to the DLP government over the years by prominent Dominicans requesting a review of certain policies and ideas that would substantially impact and develop the economy. Reports, however, indicate that proposals and offers were indeed presented to the government by prominent persons of different political leanings, but no matter how effective their ideas appeared to be, they were not implemented by the government. Hotelier Atherton Martes says he's one of those citizens who has sought to provide the government of Dominica with a few solutions that could immediately and effectively improve the tourism sector here in Dominica.
There are two things that attract people to Dominica. One of them is culture of the island. It's a Creole culture, not just Creole in the sense of music. It's Creole in all senses. The cuisine, the language, it's the music. That's one thing. And the other thing, of course, is the natural features of the island. These are the two things that really have to be enhanced. There have been proposals that have been ignored or only half implemented. The Waitikubuli National Trail is in place, but it's not being properly maintained. There's a proposal for Nature Island Games that has not been put in place. These are things that you're talking about year-round activities. You can have nature games, so that the things people do for vacation, why not turn it into a little competition? Can you imagine having competitive hikes, competitive walks, competitive runs, competitive dives, competitive swims, competitive, mountain climbs, competitive, all the things we do for tourism. But that there is a proposal. There is such a proposal. It's been completely ignored. That proposal has been sitting in, there for some years now. And that would be something that would really create year-round activity.
Former Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon wants government to install programs to enhance development instead of simply providing funding. According to Carbon, people bring about development, not money. He says it is up to the government to provide incentive to farmers to encourage productivity and increase production.
Money does not bring development. It's people who bring development. So you can give a man $1 million and tomorrow he's broke. You can give another one $10 and tomorrow he become a millionaire. It's people who bring development. So when the government put $10 million in the bank, it doesn't make any sense. What they have to do is come up with a program for development. Come up and say, look, we're going to focus on plantains. We'll require 1,000 acres of plantains. This is funding to ensure that we get 1,000 acres. As the Dominican agriculture has developed over the years, we had tree crop, we had cocoa, we had coffee, we had ginger, we had peppers, and every time the concept came from the ministry, they provide the incentive for farmers to do the work, and we get production and productivity.
Chief Chief Executive Officer of the Dominica and Seaports Authority, DASPA, Benoit Badwell, has said that there are constant training programs for security officials at the country's ports of entry. Badwell said the training of security officials is extremely important to the country's tourism sector. The DASPA boss also stated that these officials are briefed on a daily basis before their interactions with locals and visitors on the island.
We do training. We get specialized training even from TSA. We get specialized training from other agencies. As a matter of fact, Discover Dominica Authority provides training to our security officers, especially during the summer months, in terms of customer service training. They also give us specialized training in the tourism sector. So that is something that is constant. And constantly, we do a briefing. There's a briefing before the security service, security officers go to work. Every time, every shift, there is a briefing by the supervisors. And they help them to try to mold them into going into the workplace. So that happens even before they are stationed in their posts. That happens. Because, you see, it's a tasking job where they have to face people who may be, for example, you have students who have probably failed their exams. You have people who have broken up with their partners overnight. You have people who may be under the influence of alcohol. We know of something that happened at the ferry terminal, where a particular popular Calypsonian being under the influence and how he behaved at the ferry terminal.
Former leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, says despite the negative statements made by critics, the Dominica Freedom Party will continue to represent the true interests of Dominican citizens in politics. Astafan says the majority of the people are the ones who decide which party is best for the country, not a select few. He emphasized that the party has been engaged vigorously with citizens and will continue to represent citizens of Dominica.
You have to know what's on the ground. When you go on the ground and you have your people telling you what they want you to do, and they are agreeing with what you're doing on your program, and when you go and visit them in our outreach program, we're going to have outreach programs. We're going to continue to do it, and we will get from our members exactly what they expect of us. And I think that is how our party operates. We know what is going on in Dominica. We are unhappy with the government, and we know the government has to go, and we'll put our best foot forward to ensure that whatever happens, it will be for the benefit of Dominica.
In more news, Education Minister Peter Sejar has given the Dominica Medical Board the task of working with All Saints University to ensure that it delivers internationally accepted education as the school goes through its accreditation process. He says, in building this institution, Dominica stands to benefit both economically and socially. Sejar was speaking at the institution's 31st White Coat ceremony over the weekend, where 48 students received their cloak of completion.
And I really would like to use this medium to call on the medical board and relevant authority to work with All Saints in ensuring that the school delivers internationally accepted quality education and service. You see, receiving accredited status will speak to the quality of your service, and it will be beneficial to your students when they seek license to practice. It will also help to build confidence in the worth of your institution. So as government, we wish you success, for we know that in building this institution, Dominica benefits.
For many years, supporters of the United Workers' Party, UWP, blamed the Dominica Freedom Party, DFP, for forming a coalition with the Dominica Labour Party, DLP, in 2000 to oust the United Workers' Party. 2 years thereafter, some founding members of the DFP left the coalition government. Since then, the Dominica Labour Party has remained in power, but according to opposition parties, they have done so through illegal means. Chairman of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, says coalitions are formed at different times and no one can predict what can happen afterwards. Boston also referenced the coalition formed between the Dominica Labour Party and the United Workers' Party in 1990, saying this was done to oust the Dominica Freedom Party from government.
in 1990, okay, the Labour Party and the UWP at a certain level of collaboration to alter the Freedom Party. The Freedom Party won the 1990 election by one seat, 54 votes in Lapland. And what get the people divided is when they agreed that Elford Henry would be the candidate for Wesley and Jerome Burke was put on, and they said that they would remove him because Elford Henry was the incumbent, and Jerome Burke went and won the seat. And I remember this is what he was saying when he became leader, that you will not fool me like you fool my brother. So there's always a movement of working together and strategy being worked. And secondly, you can't work the strategies on radio. It has to be worked properly and from party level and discuss level. The end result is what is good for the country. And that's what we're focusing on. And I think people should not get their head hot in this matter, because we know exactly what we're about. What we're about is to give Dominica a change of government. After 4 terms in government, you feel like you own the people. They are your estate. You become complacent, you become hostile, you become rude, out of order, and that must change. Come the next election, that's the focus.
Financial crime consultant Kenneth Rejock worries that Dominica may be at risk of being deemed a tax haven. According to Rejock, a company now listed on the Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, in the United States could jeopardize the country's treasured reputation of being an offshore financial center. He says Dominica does not need any further affiliations with any more companies on OFAC's list and thereby tarnish its reputation.
Dominica has always prided itself on the fact that it is not a tax haven. It is an offshore financial center. That means it's a legitimate place where international businessmen can do legitimate commerce. A tax haven connotes a feeling that it may be a place where people can launder the proceeds of crime, where they can launder the proceeds of corrupt activities, and where they can deposit their money free of their government's tax man. The fact that OFAC, who is frankly very conservative and doesn't just drop people into a sanctions list for nothing, the fact that they listed this company in Dominica as OFAC sanctioned means they have a clear and convincing evidence. We do not need any more companies in Dominica listed by OFAC, lest its reputation be dragged through the mud as being a place where criminals go to move their cash.
In more news, an employee of the state-owned Antigua Broadcasting Service, also known as ABS, has been taken in for questioning as lawmen continue their investigations into a death threat against general manager Erna Mae Brathwaite. The employee, who has not been named, is said to be attached to the company's library. The individual was taken in earlier yesterday afternoon to assist police with the ongoing investigation, but has not been named as a suspect, arrested, or charged. The threat against Brathwaite was revealed on Friday after the company emptied its suggestions box. The individual wrote in pencil that they want the GM to leave and threatened to kill her if she did not. Brathwaite has been making changes at ABS that some staff members do not like. She has been the general manager since 2014. And the government has said it does not want any border posts between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. In its new position paper on Brexit, it suggests a new customs partnership or a highly streamlined customs arrangement. Brexit critics have complained that the United Kingdom's proposals lack credible detail on how that aim could be achieved. Northern Ireland is the only part of the United Kingdom that will share a land border with an EU member state post-Brexit. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Financial crime consultant Kenneth Rejock worries Dominica may be at risk of being deemed a tax haven. Employee questioned in connection with a death threat against GM of state-owned media entity. And Brexit, United Kingdom position paper opposes Irish border posts. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Ferrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.